It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend with Pause and Listen. Got a question about your pet's health or behavior? We have the answers. Now your host for Pause and Listen, the founder and CEO of Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Happy Saturday, everybody out there. I'm really excited to be with you today with Pause and Listen. And this is the host here. This is Peter Brown. I'm a veterinarian. I own a group of veterinary hospitals here in the greater Seattle area. Name of my company is called Cara Veterinary. You can go to our website. You can see our locations. You can also go there and submit any questions you may have for the show. We're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 and just to answer questions, to have some fun with pets and something I'm so passionate about, and hopefully answer some questions that you may have. But don't hesitate to go to our website, submit questions you have for future shows, and we'd love to hear from you. Today, I have a very special guest with us, and Alix Frazier is here with Pause with Cause, which you're going to hear a whole bunch about here coming up. So, Alix, thanks for being here today.
Hey, Peter. Thank you so much for having me. It's a delight to be here.
That's wonderful. I met you 3-4 months ago now.
I believe so.
Yeah. So, you know, as most of you know on the radio, I love helping giving back. And one of our pillars is be a good neighbor as a company. And that means a lot of different things. But one of it means is how do we help out there in the world? And how do we help make a difference? And I know what a difference pets have made to my life, to my parents when they were at the end of their life. People that are, you know, celebrating happy moments and also getting through tough moments in life, and what role pets have on that. And also, we all know that there's a lot of pets out there that need help. So, Alix, give me a little bit of your history and how you came to be part and found Pause with Cause.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Thank you so much. So, you're exactly right. Pets need a lot of help. They are the best of us. They are our souls. So, when we can get what we need and then reach out for just a little bit more to help an animal, especially a shelter animal, I think we're ticking all the boxes. And this came about in a really interesting way. Pause with Cause is an activity that helps people and animals in need through art. I am no artist. As a matter of fact, I would say I'm rather prone to making disaster pieces over masterpieces. But that is the very crux of what we're doing here. We are teaching people that there's something inside of them that we just need to bring out. And as we're doing it, we're building the sense of purpose for them and confidence. And we're helping those animals in shelters get seen outside the cages.
So, Alix, tell me a little bit about your process to where your life events, your experiences that led you to the decision to start Pause with Cause.
Well, it's focused and founded on my mom. My mother had Alzheimer's through the last phases of her life. She had it for more than 9 years. As a matter of fact, it's a debilitating disease, as all of you who've experienced it know. And I was trying to build memories with her before she left. Before she passed on, and also rebuild that sense of confidence that she had as an individual and inspired in me. Mm-hmm. So we were doing things together. We were tagging the backs of old photographs, family photographs, moments in our lives together. We ran out of those. We watched the History Channel together. We talked about that. Then we decided to start painting, and we kind of got tired of barn doors and flowers. And since we both had shelter cats, we decided to paint those.
Okay.
Once that painting was done, I took it off to the shelter where those cats had come from and said, hey, do you want to hang these up? And to my astonishment, they said, yes, we would love to. Do you have more? And so that was kind of the beginning of all of this. We started doing that, had a blast doing it. Felt the need to really inspire the art that we were beginning to nurture inside of us by putting life and fun and festivity into the eyes of those precious animals. And it just kept going on even after my mother passed away.
Was your mom a passionate pet lover in her life?
Well, I grew up on a farm.
Many
ways. We had farm animals that were our pets as well.
Yeah, what kind of critters did you have?
We had a cow named Honey Boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had chickens. We had cats and dogs, of course. Living on a farm, often people would dump their animals, which is a whole nother segment for another time.
There's
alternative ways to that these days.
Right.
But yes, we had lots of animals, including bunnies and even a raccoon at one point.
It's hard to imagine life without a pet and the role that they, you know, and I grew up on a farm too. So I remember those days of, you know, the goats and the horses and the cows and along with the dogs and the cats and all of that, you know, the family farm where everything was around you. And now I live in town, and so we don't have the cows and the goats anymore, but we certainly love our you know, dogs and cats and our family, and they are part of our family. They're our four-legged children.
Yeah, they are. If you're an empty nester or a no-nester, then yes, they can be the four-legged children. And even with kids, they teach compassion and empathy.
They do amazing things. So when did Paws with Cause actually get a name and get started?
I started going out to assisted living centers after my mother passed away. Mm-hmm. And found out that this was bringing joy to them too, especially those with Alzheimer's and dementia, just like my mom had. I think the most poignant moment was about in 2016 when a woman at Callahan House, an ageist living facility for dementia and Alzheimer's, grabbed my hand and in a very halting voice over the course of multiple seconds, she finally said to me, "This makes you feel like you're more than you thought you were."
Wow.
That's when I knew we really had something. So that's when it got its name.
Okay.
Although we incorporated as a, yeah, that's the right word. We incorporated as a federally registered nonprofit in 2019. Mm-hmm. And then the COVID years.
Sure. Yeah. And talk a little bit about the impact on the shelters, the animal shelters during COVID, and what did you see and observe during that time frame?
Well, it was wonderful in a way because so many people were stuck at home that they wanted a companion animal, which is what we should all be focused on. Our lives are enriched with companion animals. So more and more of them were adopted. And while it is statistically true that some were returned, I like to tell myself the good story of those animals had wonderful homes for the time that they had them. They were socialized, and now they're going to be better pets for the next person. So rather than miring myself down in the negativity, I just look at the positively wonderful parts that it brought about to many people, their lives, their children, and the change in those animals' lives. And that's what we all need to do, is help those animals get seen. Even if we can't adopt one, we can help one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's really powerful when you just what you just said. When we think through all the pets in our community, and I know we had Jill Service with her husband Scott on earlier this summer, talking about all the pets that right in our backyard that are available, either at local shelters here in King County, throughout Western Washington, and in Eastern Washington, of how many pets are out there. So I think awareness is a huge thing. We need to be aware that these pets are out there. Even to the point as a passionate pet owner, if I want a specific breed, I want a King Charles male, I can find one in this state that is looking for a home.
Yes, yeah. As a matter of fact, 20 to 25% of the pets in shelters right now are purebreds.
Yeah.
And you can get a beautiful, beautiful animal that needs you very badly just by checking in with the shelters.
Yeah, and then that crazy. So what does Paws with Cause do for the pet?
Well, thanks for asking. So we right now are helping 81 different shelters just in this local area. There's 10,000 in the United States, but we're helping 81 just in this local area begin to raise awareness that those wonderful animals are out there, that you should look and, of course, adopt, don't shop, and bring an animal into your life. And whether or not you can adopt right now or even just foster, bring an animal in for a short time period. The shelters need that too.
We're going to jump to break here in just a moment. I'm with Alix Frazier from Paws with Cause. Once again, thanks so much for being here. This is Peter Brown. This is Pause and Listen, every Saturday, 2 to 3, Northwest News Radio.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
In Purdy, on Highway 302 westbound near Burnham Drive, a collision has the westbound lane of 302 completely blocked. No ETA for reopening there as of yet. Elsewhere in Spanaway, on Highway 7 near Field Road, a collision there is blocking the right lane. We're seeing some minor delays as a result. Elsewhere on I-5 southbound between Everett and Seattle, we're seeing some minor delays. That drive taking 35 minutes. Our next Northwest traffic at 224, I'm Sam Rongvi.
Pets aren't people, but they are family. So when your pet has a health concern, you want to know your family is in good hands. Cara Veterinary. They put your family at the center of care with pre-visit advice, personalized attention, compassionate care, and ongoing wellness support. See for yourself how Cara Veterinary is redesigning vet care at their 10 local clinics, or visit caraveterinary.com and find pet care from the animal perspective. caraveterinary.com.
Here's some tips to live a greener lifestyle. Ditch plastic water bottles, straws, and bags for reusable products. And try repurposing glass jars for anything from storing food to planting herbs. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing 2 trees for every tree used. We all go. Why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
Here's something you've never heard before.
Stop. This is Simply Safe.
Introducing 24/7 lifeguard protection, only from Simply Safe Home Security. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hello and welcome to The Fred Meyer Show. At Fred Meyer, everyone wins when it comes to saving big. Because when you order online through the Fred Meyer app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup or delivery that you do in-store with no hidden fees or markups. So no matter how you shop, you'll always save big at Fred Meyer. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Right now, save big on select varieties of Campbell's Condensed Soup or Kroger Pasta. Your choice, just 99 cents each with your card and digital coupon. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
I feel bad for the Johnson kids next door. Their parents just use their phone for home internet. So when everyone's online, it could be mad slow. Tom can barely play a full round of Horse Commander 3. Luckily, we get fast and reliable internet from Xfinity, so I can game while everyone's on with basically no interruptions.
Hey, Jess, can I, borrow some eggs?
You want a game here?
Please.
Now through December 21st, new customers can get 75 megabit internet on the next generation Xfinity 10G network for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service. Actual speeds vary.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen, and your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back. This is Peter Brown, your host here with Pause and Listen. I'm here with Alex Frazier from Pause with Cause, and we're talking about a really amazing organization that Alex founded and runs today. And I know since I first met her, I became very fascinated with this because it combines what I think is so important, and it's pets and people and the impact that what she is doing with Pause and Cause is impacting that relationship, and it's enhancing the human experience, but also it's helping pets find great new families. And so thank you for what you do for the industry and for all the people out there.
Wow, I really appreciate that. And it's not just me. We have an amazing group of volunteers that come in and support this. We wouldn't be where we are without them.
That's great. So right before we went to break, we were talking about the impact this has by building awareness of the pets. And I think you said 20-25% of the pets in shelters are actually purebred.
Yeah.
The building awareness. So tell me, how does that happen?
Well, it's kind of an origination story. So we go out throughout the community and we have paint parties. And it's not your typical paint party because we're not telling you exactly what to do. We're letting you have that fun experiential moment of understanding that art is inside of you. We've pre-sketched these pictures of shelter pets, and all you're really doing is coloring with paint. And the joy that I see on people's faces and the beautiful artworks that comes out is unbelievable. So that's one level of where we are impacting the pets and letting people see these shelter pets. I've probably said it already once, but outside the cages, I feel more or less like we're the impulse aisle of a grocery store. If you can just see these animals, you're going to want one.
So you're taking a photo of a pet. So let's say Rover that's out there, this wonderful 3-year-old husky mix that's out there. And you're taking a photo of that, and then you're creating a sketch or an outline of that pet. Is that right?
Almost. It's such an integrated network. We work with those 81 shelters, and they have people who are taking the photos, and then they're putting them online, either on their own website or a place called Adopt-A-Pet or Pet Finder or Pet Tango. So we use what's already there so that we could maximize our volunteers.
Great. So my wife just did this the other night. So we get a canvas that has this sketch on there of this pet, as well as the photograph of the pet that you've taken off the website or gotten directly from the shelter. And then you paint that picture of that pet.
Exactly. Either at one of our community paint days, one of our public parties, or in a private party of your own, you paint that pet.
So how does that painting build awareness?
We ask people to brag about it. Maybe your mother told you not to do it, but I'm saying you should brag about what you've done. Have fun and enjoy that. And then if you do donate those paintings back to us, and about 30% of the people do, we put them up around town at local area businesses that support us, such as veterinarians' offices, Fred Meyer, doctor's offices, and restaurants.
That's great. And then what's been the result of that so far as for the shelters and for the animals within the shelter?
3,000 pets have gotten homes because people have seen these paintings and loved them and called the shelters directly and said, I'd like to know about that animal.
3,000. 3,000 pets. And if my math is right, we're about 3.5 years in.
Yeah.
So that's almost 1,000 pets per year.
It is. And I think our name is just beginning to get a little bit of gravity and people are starting to know it and pass it along.
And that's only with 81 shelters.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So first of all, that's a wonderful impact to these pets' lives, as well as to the families that got to adopt them. So congratulations on that. So that just, yeah, it gives me goosebumps thinking about it. So that's really amazing. And before I forget to ask, so what kind of animals are you finding in your 81 shelters to draw pictures of?
Well, this is a little bit of a joke, but often I say dogs, cats, bats, and rats.
Okay.
No bats. Truthfully, no bats. But dogs, cats, rats, sheep, horses, pigs, goats, ferrets.
I think I have a drawing right in front of me that's actually a cow.
Yes, there is a cow from Posados in front of you. Posados is a sanctuary.
Okay, interesting. That's probably a whole nother story on how the cow got there. But it is amazing. And when we typically think of dogs and cats, but there is a wide variety of pets out there. And I know our bearded dragon that we have is a very important part of our family also. So yeah. I think that's really, really critical. So who does all these paintings? So like what group of humans, what if I want to go do one of these paintings? How do we get these paintings done?
Well, it's kind of a three-legged stool in many ways. We are here to build community, and I think that's part of the difference. That's the secret sauce of what we're up to. We're building a community that cares. And within that community, there are different people who I like to say some don't have a voice or a choice, just like the animals. So we're giving an opportunity to them as well. We work with persons with disabilities. We got a Washington State Arts grant to work with our military service personnel, their families and caregivers last year. We also work with persons with Alzheimer's. We work within the assisted living centers. And we also have just gotten into 3 different library systems where we're painting intergenerationally with youth and adults.
That's amazing. And we're going to have to jump to break here. But right after break here, we'll dive into some specifics on there because I got a lot of questions onto that. So this is Peter Brown. You're listening to Pause and Listen. I'm here with Alex Frazier from Pause with Cause. I'm going to mix those up at some point. We'll be back right after the break.
News radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
In Spanaway on Highway 7 southbound near Field Road, an earlier collision that was blocking the right lane has been cleared. Things are moving freely through the area once again. Out on Highway 302 westbound near Burnham Drive in Purdy, an earlier collision is continuing to block the westbound lane of 302. However, traffic is now being alternated in both directions through the eastbound lane, seeing some minor delays there. Our next northwest traffic at 234, I'm Sam Rongvi.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. teamokanimalrescue.org.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice the 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Gah! I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at Ooma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
Heavy rain, leaves, tree roots, they're all major factors that can wreak havoc on your plumbing system. But the pros at Best Plumbing know just how to tackle it. So, Devin, what are some of the signs homeowners need to look out for?
Drains flowing very slowly. They're draining slowly. Drains gurgling. Even, you know, signs on the outside of the house can be indicative of it, like a soft spot in the yard that might be just saturated with water.
I can't imagine Seattle's weather is going to help.
Weather and rain is a huge factor, especially in Seattle. Older homes have their downspouts tied into the sewer system. So oftentimes what can happen is as we have rainfall, it's still going into your sewer system and can cause backups if there's any kind of blockages. And of course, if it has nowhere to go, it's coming right back into the home.
So what can homeowners do to be proactive about their drains?
Yeah, Best Plumbing service that we provide is we actually have sewer camera equipment, so we can actually go in and do like a kind of preventative diagnostic. Also, we do provide drain cleaning services, try to get ahead of some of those problems that may occur.
Devin and his team at Best Plumbing are there for you 24/7. Find them online at bestplumbing.com. That's bestplumbing.com.
News Radio 1000, FM 97.7. Stay connected, stay informed.
I'm Kathy O'Shea, and here's what's happening. Tukwila police arrested a man around noon yesterday after they say he pointed a gun at an employee's face while attempting to steal a parfait at SARS Super Saver Foods.
So this all happened as a major crimes unit detective was waiting for his order to be completed. The suspect tried to take off on a Razor-style scooter, but the detective caught up with him. A prolonged struggle ensued, then uniformed officers arrived to assist, and that suspect was taken into custody. Upon inspection, the firearm that was used was determined to be a realistic-looking airsoft pistol with no markings to identify it as not being a real firearm. The detective here is the same detective that located and took a 14-year-old suspect into custody the other night in a stolen vehicle that rammed a police vehicle.
That's Como 4's Preston Phillips. Seattle City Council member Shama Sawant says she does not want more police resources added to her district after a shooting outside a daycare. The daycare's owner criticized Sawant for not responding to that shooting earlier this week. Como 4's Jeremy Harris took the daycare owner's questions directly to Sawant at City Hall.
City leadership and the police have not been shy this week. They've had a very visible police presence outside the daycare where the shooting happened in the Central District at 23rd and Jackson. But there is one city leader who does not want an increased police presence here, and that is Councilmember Kashama Sawant. She's been called out both by the owner of the daycare, the county council member who represents this area, and others in the Central District who say Sawant has ignored their concerns about safety and violence. Here's what she had to say to my question.
But my message to them is that increasing funding for police is not going to happen. You know why? Because that is the strategy that has been tried for a decade and a half. Police have got more and more money. This whole idea that the police were defunded, no, it wasn't. It didn't get defunded. Unfortunately.
Now, while Swan is correct, the police were not technically defunded. The police are down several hundred officers.
That's Como 4's Jeremy Harris.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Taking a quick look up and down I-5 Everett to Seattle on southbound 5, taking 35 minutes. Northbound Seattle to Everett in about 25. Seattle to Tacoma taking 30 minutes right now. Tacoma to Seattle in 35. Tacoma to Olympia, Olympia to Tacoma both taking just over 25 minutes. Still seeing some delays on State Route 162 eastbound between Sumner and Ording. That drive currently taking you around 30 minutes. Our next Northwest traffic at 244. I'm Sam Rongvi.
The News Radio 1000 FM 97.7 forecast from the Northwest Crawl Space Services Weather Center.
A lot of cloud cover, a little bit of light rain, mist and drizzle, especially late Saturday night into Sunday morning. Temps this weekend going to stay around 60, give or take a few on Saturday. A little cooler, upper 50s on Sunday. And then we head into next week and it does cool down. We'll end up in the mid-50s around here. Touch of a chill on Tuesday. In the Como 4 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back from break. This is Peter Brown. This is Pause and Listen. We're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 here on Northwest News Radio. And I'm really excited to be talking about this subject today. And it's really what, you know, my company, Cara Veterinary. Cara is in Gaelic, means old friend or best friend. And that's how I feel my pets are. They're my best friend. And also my clients, the clients that come in and trust me as a veterinarian with their pet's health and their life. And it's a really powerful, we're friends. And that's really the basis of my company, Cara. It's all about connection, relationships, and also giving back. And so what we're talking today is with Alex here about Pause with Cause and the impact that's having. And we've talked about the impact it's having with driving awareness to get the kitty or the rat or the dog adopted out of one of 81 shelters. But we're also talking the impact this is having on the people. And I wish you guys could see this right now. I'm looking at a drawing of a kitty that was done from an Alzheimer patient. And just the fact that somebody had a purpose for even a few minutes or an hour, the impact that that has. But right before break, Alex, you had mentioned different avenues and different groups, and maybe dive a little deeper into that of specifically, especially maybe with some of, since it started with your mom in this, and some of the specifics of how do you work specifically with an Alzheimer or memory care facility?
Well, more or less, you treat them like everybody. They just want to be seen as an individual who is important, just like these animals want to be seen individualistically with their loyalty, their love, and their merit. We have trained docents, guides, that go on site to do these programs with us wherever we are, in a public venue or in a private setting, in a home, in a corporation. They're trained to be patient, kind, and have a sense of humor, because that's what's going to make our days a little bit better and a little bit happier. So when I'm working with someone with Alzheimer's, I want to see them on their level. When I'm working with anyone, I want to see them on their level and let them know that they're in a really safe place to have fun with the art and to enjoy the experience and to give life, figuratively speaking, to this animal that they're so kind to be painting, that's going to help them bring that awareness out and get the animal seen.
That's amazing. So you'll come in and do like a group session in the lunchroom or the cafeteria and have a group of wonderful people come in and do some of the paintings. Is that how you approach that typically?
Yeah, just anywhere. We were up at corporate division of Starbucks. We've been at the Flying Pig in Everett where we have a paint day. We've been at the Shack Art Center. So anywhere and everywhere. We'll be doing one with Peace Health, the Doctors of Peace Health, up at the Bellis Fair Mall coming up later this month.
Yeah. So where, if I want to go see some of these paintings done by a variety of people, from the veterans to Alzheimer's patients to Boys and Girls Clubs to Peace Health doctors, where would I see some of these paintings?
Lots of different places. Restaurants. We were in the Smith Tower for a while at Sean O'Donnell's restaurant. Mm-hmm. You can see us at veterinarians' offices. We are famous for having our name in the bathroom hallway.
Okay.
At Fred Meyer.
All right.
We're in 10 Fred Meyers, and statistically speaking, 300 to 500 people a day are going to see those paintings, which is almost more than large museums. So we're thrilled to have our name in the bathroom hallway.
And so the paintings on the wall, and what other information can, if I want to go see some of these paintings in the bathroom hallway at Fred Meyer, what else would I see there besides the painting?
There's certainly takeaway brochures. We're a little bit more sophisticated than chalk. So there's takeaway brochures. And in addition to that, each of the pictures of the animal has a small little business card that goes with it, telling you the name of the pet, the wonderful rescue or shelter that was housing it, a bit about that animal so you can see their personality or read their personality. If we know it, something about the person who painted it. So you might see a note that says, this is painted by Thomas. Thomas paints with us every first Friday at the Shack. He is a handy, capable person.
Okay, wonderful. You also have a brand new facility up in Bellingham, is that right?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Yes, it's a 3,000 square foot art gallery where we're showing off these beautiful works of art to the individuals, and we'll have some adoptions up there as well as community paint days.
Wow, that's amazing. I was just got to visit that here just a couple days ago, so thanks for inviting me in, and wonderful. It's very impactful to see all of the photos together. And I'd held multiple of the canvases before, but seeing the impact when you see a room full of this art, it's really amazing. The differences that you're making out there for our communities and what you're doing for the people, but also how we're benefiting the pets through this. And it's really that merging together that is really impactful. And it reminds me of some special things my mentor, Leo Bustead, did in this industry. And Leo Bustead was a former dean of WSU, and he did a lot for getting pets into nursing homes, pets into prisons, and really was an innovator through that. And so this reminds me very much of some of the things he did back in the 70s and 80s. And I got to, you know, benefit from that at the end of his life and getting to know Leo a little bit. And there's a lot of similarities in what you're doing here.
Thank you. I feel like that's an echo of love. So thank you for saying it that way.
It is. So this is Peter Brown, host of Pause and Listen. We're going to jump to break and we'll come back here in a few minutes.
Pets aren't people, but they are family. So when your pet has a health concern, you want to know your family is in good hands. Cara Veterinary. They put your family at the center of care with pre-visit advice, personalized attention, compassionate care, and ongoing wellness support. See for yourself how Cara Veterinary is redesigning vet care at their 10 local clinics, or visit caraveterinary.com and find pet care from the animal perspective. caraveterinary.com.
Do me a favor, grab your latest investment statements if you know where they are. How many do you have? A lot? How many different investments are in each statement? A bunch? Do you own individual stocks, bonds, sector funds, and stuff you don't understand? Yeah, I thought so. I'm Don McDonald, and I'm pretty sure you have a case of hodgepodgeitis. But don't worry, it's not terminal and can be cured. But it takes three things: a bit of time, some fiduciary guidance, and a plan. There's a problem, though. Most financial advisors can't or won't provide any of those. That's where we come in. Tom and I will provide you the help you need to overcome hodgepodgeitis in a free, no-obligation meeting with an Appella advisor at TalkingRealMoney.com. So scan or take a picture of all those pages you gathered, then go to TalkingRealMoney.com, click on Meet an Advisor, and set up a free appointment online or by phone when it's convenient for you. Let us sort through the mess and help you get started on a better, simpler future plan. Just go to TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising. After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to TeamOKAnimalRescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. TeamOKAnimalRescue.org.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
In Linwood on I-5 northbound, just north of exit 181 to 44th Avenue, there's a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. We're seeing some minor delays there. Seattle to Everett on northbound I-5, currently taking around 30 minutes. Everett to Seattle southbound in about 35. Over on 405 southbound, we're seeing some minor delays. Bellevue to Tukwila taking just over 15 minutes. About 15 minutes as well to come northbound from Tukwila to Bellevue. Our next northwest traffic at 254. I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen, and your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back. This is Peter Brown. I'm the host of Pause and Listen here. We're on every Saturday from 2 to 3 with Northwest News Radio. Really want to make sure I give a shout out to Marina Rockinger, who's helping us produce today. And thanks, Marina, for being here.
Anytime. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
Love this show.
Well, and Marina, you were just commenting during the break that you'd seen these photos up at Fred Meyer and didn't know what they were. So we helped educate Marina today.
That's absolutely true. I'd seen the paintings, I think it was, mm-hmm. and I had wondered about these paintings and what is that all about, especially in the hallway of a Fred Meyer going to the restroom.
Yeah.
So thank you for explaining that. I think it's such a fantastic program that you're running.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. Kroger, which is the parent company of Fred Meyer's, has just been wonderful about this. So incredibly supportive.
That's
absolutely
great.
I'm so glad that they're doing it.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll see a lot more of them around the community as time goes on, because there's obviously a lot of pets out there needing help.
There are a lot of pets out there needing help, and I need help too. I need those volunteers to come in, because it's difficult to do this, but not with wind beneath your wings.
So how can the listeners help?
Oh, we have so much to do. We are a growing entity, and I keep joking about this, saying to people, we're just in four counties right now, but we do have plans to take over the world. With 6.5 million animals in shelters and 17 million people looking each year for a new animal, we just need to create that awareness. So there's many things people can do, all the way from helping us with sketching and painting to helping manage our galleries, also volunteering at our store up at Bellingham in the Bellis Fair Mall. We are a complete 100% volunteer nonprofit and no salaries.
So that's great.
There's lots to do. We could use a lot of help.
Yeah. So you're saying every dollar that's donated goes directly to help the pets and help the people that are doing the painting.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I qualify it as 50 cents. 50 cents a day will feed an animal. So every decision I make about money expenditure or my board helps me make, we are determining it on the 50 cent rule.
Is it? And I can support that. As I was up there visiting Alix in her new store there, she was sorting through free light bulbs to make sure that she had the right ones. So definitely the money is being very well spent with Pause with Cause. So how can I maybe help donate? And how do I reach you if I want to volunteer? What is my process for that?
PauseWithCause.org, PAWSWITHCAUSE. .org is how you reach us. We have an info button there. You can see what we're up to. You can see where we're going next. And you can also donate right online under a donate button. And do be assured that that money goes to help the animals.
That's great. And is that how, if they want to volunteer, would they be able to reach you or somebody on your team through that same website?
Yep, absolutely. Or just directly info@pausewithcause.org.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, because it does take some finances to do good. And so we're always looking for volunteers as well as financial help.
And that three-legged stool I spoke of earlier, what we want to do is create a really wonderful atmosphere where the whole community is coming in to work for this purpose, to help the shelter pets, helping the shelter pets, and then helping each other too. It's not just about people, or not just about pets, it's about the people too.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to separate the two in many ways, isn't it? If we help the pets, we're helping the people, and my best way to ever help the people is to help their pets. So it's hard to separate that.
I agree. It's hard to separate it, and it just brings so much joy when I see the light in people's eyes when they realize they can paint.
Yeah. So as we were speaking and I first met you, there's more that Pause with Cause does than just make wonderful paintings of pictures from shelter pets. So tell me a little bit about some of the other avenues that you are seeing in the future and currently as well as in the future with Pause with Cause.
Yeah, I sure can. I do like to stay grounded, but every once in a while my mind goes a little bit crazy and thinks about the other things we can do. So I would say we're working right now with people with disabilities. They are learning job functions by working with us, not just in painting, but also helping us put together our painting packets, which we sell in a sit, stay, and play at-home kit, and you can get those online. We are also working with our state legislators to understand the laws and how we can change those laws. And it's not just us changing them. We went out to a library recently and had one of our state legislators, Carolyn Eslick, there, and she talked to the kids, the youth, from 9 to 14 about how they can affect change just by writing their legislators and telling them that they'd like to see it. So some very impactful things are happening all the way up and down the line.
That's amazing. And I think Alex and I have been speaking about how do we also help educate children, kids, about pets? And tell me a little bit about your vision of that and how we can help children learn how to love their pet.
Yeah, I sure will. And by the way, I misspoke. We were at the Boys and Girls Club, although we are in the libraries as well.
Okay.
So empathy to animals is one of the keys. Understanding their feelings, seeing when they're scared and treating them appropriately, making sure they have enough to eat, making sure that when it's hot outside, they have shade. When it's cold outside, they have warmth. The same things that we would need. And so what Peter has stated is correct. We have a care and welfare of animals program that we've been teaching in the Boys and Girls Club. And it starts with a story. We hope it's intergenerational, that maybe we can get some moms, some grannies, some aunties in to talk with the kids about these stories and then teach them proper behavior techniques through activities. I grew up on a farm and it was a working farm. So these were things that I had to learn myself. It's easy to love an animal, but hard to understand them. So let's start with the empathy factor.
Yeah. And one of my missions and as president CEO of Carr Veterinary is how can I help? And one of my missions is to take what Alex is doing with Paws with Cause and the Boys and Girls Clubs now and take that beyond that and provide that to more families out there to help educate, to help understand. And ultimately, I've always felt like if my own children knew how to relate to the pets, they would be successful in society because they'd also know how to relate to people. And it's such a starting critical element of your growth and development as a human being. And it's very impactful. So thank you for doing that. I'm really excited to participate in that going forward.
Thank you. I appreciate it. There is a one-to-one relationship. If you treat your pets well, you'll treat people well.
Yeah, interestingly, definitely true.
Interestingly enough, I got an email yesterday from a woman who runs a brownie troop of 20 kids, and she wants us to do this work with her as well so that
wonderful.
They can get their pet badge.
Yeah, that's awesome. The other fun part about it is it's really fun, right? It is amazing how much fun it is. For years, I've taught a future veterinarian class for mostly fourth and fifth graders, and the impact of spending time with the youth of today that love pets and love science, and it's a really impactful thing. I mean, if I go to any kindergarten class and I say, how many of you want to be a veterinarian? Pretty much all but one kid usually raises their hand. It's definitely an area that we grow up naturally loving animals and teaching some basic caring and empathy towards them is really powerful through that.
It sure is. And it's all walks of life. But if you can influence youth, then it makes a difference in their life. My feeling is that they will then gravitate toward the good of helping animals as opposed to trying to find their identity someplace else.
That's true. So in a previous segment, I talked a little bit about Leo Bustead or Dr. Bustead, who for me was a very passionate leader that encouraged me to do what I'm doing today with Cara and really set that foundation for that. And one of the big impacts that he had was related to our prison system and the benefit of pets through that. And I know that Paws with Cause and you personally have done some things with that. Can you describe that a little bit more for me?
Yeah, I sure can. We've been working with the prosecutor's office and specifically Therapeutic Alternative to Prosecution, the TAP group, so that people can do their social service hours with us. To me, that raises the level. They're not on the side of the road picking up trash. They're actually doing something that helps another being. They're painting. They're helping me at events. They're sketching for us.
Mm-hmm.
It bolsters them up, too.
Yeah. Any impact you've seen that for the people?
Yeah, it's wonderful. Every one of them tells me afterwards they're going to continue to volunteer with us, which I love. And then in addition to that, we have a relationship with Heart Art Healing, Cynthia Gaughan, and she works within the Denny Juvenile Justice System. Her methodologies are so wonderful because she asks the kids to think about what life that animal is having and then parallel it with their own. And what life do they want for that animal to have? And then how are they going to achieve it? And then can they achieve that for themselves? So I've seen this beautiful artwork of a kitten behind bars and then the individual youth finding out that they can break free from that.
Wow, that is really powerful. The two words that came to mind as you were speaking to me was hope and purpose. And I think that's so much of, you know, we see all the things going on in the world right now. And I think if all of us as humans have hope and purpose, we can go a long ways. And it will prevent a lot of the challenges the world has, as well as challenges of individuals. And I think that was the basis when Dr. Busted started what he was doing on some companion animal fund and companion animal integration. And you know, bringing a pet into a nursing home used to be, wow, they're too dirty, right? And you can't do that. There's going to be disease. And now the impact of pets that allow, or nursing homes that allow pets in there, the people inside the nursing home are using less medications and less need for things like restraint, and the impact of having, I've even just been able to pet a dog.
Yeah, it's so therapeutic. And it's nursing homes, it's schools, it's everywhere. In addition to that, veterans, our military service personnel, this is impacting them as well. We're doing quite a bit with them right now at Madigan Military and also with the Red Cross, the Soldier Recovery Unit. And it's just so joyful to see them finding a way out of some of the trauma that they've gone through.
That's amazing. So you're doing, to just to clarify, you're doing some of the painting with them and interacting with them about the pets?
That's exactly right, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Are most of them keeping the drawings, or are most of them giving back so that we can see them on display?
Most of them are keeping them, which I encourage, because it's that measure of their own self-worth that we're building at that time. We're helping them to discover and see. So 30% of them are given back to us. You will be able to see VFW 2224's paintings at the Fred Meyer in North Meridian in Puyallup.
Oh,
I
great.
Just got those ready last night, so they'll be shown there at that Fred Meyer very shortly.
Well, this has been a wonderful show today, Alex. I'm really glad that you agreed to come on and come to the studio today and be with me today. And, you know, this is the reason I started Pause and Listen is a way to share some of the amazing work that's being done in our community, to answer questions about pets, but also just give people an opportunity of how they can help. And there's, you know, pets that need homes. And there's also people that need a purpose. So we'll be back in just a few minutes after break.
Pets aren't people, but they are family. So when your pet has a health concern, you want to know your family is in good hands. Cara Veterinary. They put your family at the center of care with pre-visit advice, personalized attention, compassionate care, and ongoing wellness support. See for yourself how Cara Veterinary is redesigning vet care at their 10 local clinics, or visit caraveterinary.com and find pet care from the animal perspective. CaraVeterinary.com.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the #1 dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Fall is prime for planting, and Lowe's knows how to help. Start by beautifying your garden with our large assortment of mums, available in a variety of colors. Then get Stay Green Garden Soil starting at $4.48 to feed your plants all season long. And don't forget Scott's Fertilizer for preparing your lawn for a better spring, starting at $28.48. A great-looking fall starts here. Lowe's knows home improvement. Selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Seeing delays on State Route 3 southbound near Newberry Hill Road close to Silverdale. A vehicle fire has all southbound lanes of State Route 3 blocked. No ETA for reopening there as of yet. In Linwood on I-5 northbound just north of 44th Avenue, a stalled vehicle there has the right lane blocked. Seeing some minor delays to Elva Everett taking 35 minutes. And in Tukwila on 405 southbound Street 181, an accident there blocking the right lane. Minor delays there as well. Our next Northwest traffic at 304, I'm Sam Ronfee.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Well, I hope everybody's enjoyed today's show. I certainly have. This is Peter Brown. I'm the host of Pause and Listen here on every Saturday from 2 to 3. Certainly go to caraveterinary.com website. That's C-A-R-A, veterinary.com. You can see the locations, the veterinary clinics that I have in the greater Seattle area. We also have a Pause and Listen landing page. You can go on there. You can see previous shows that are recorded on there and listen to those if you'd like. You can also submit questions. Today, we're here with the founder and CEO of Pause with Cause, Alix Frazier. So thank you so much for being here.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And we're talking about a really impactful nonprofit organization out there that's impacting pets and people in our community. And just as a reminder, and if you're just jumping onto the show now, I'd highly encourage you to listen to the recording. But Pause with Cause is taking pictures of pets, converting those into a sketch on canvas, and then providing the tools for people out there, a wide variety from veterans to Alzheimer's patients to children to a fun group outing, and converting those into beautiful paintings on canvas that either can be retained or can be given back to Pause with Cause to help build awareness of the pets that are out there for adoption.
Yeah, we help people and animals in need through art.
That's wonderful. So once again, how does somebody find out more, or how does somebody potentially donate to Pause with Cause?
We have a website, pausewithcause.org, and you can go on there and learn more about what we're up to, or find us on Facebook at Pause with Cause 1. Same for Instagram, Pause with Cause 1. And then just talk about us. We need people to understand what we're trying to do and the mission that we're after of helping the animals and the people.
That's great. And once again, that's Pause, P-A-W-S, just like Pause and Listen, but pausewithcause.org. Highly encourage you to go on there, and I'll make sure I upload a link on our Car Veterinary website also to direct people into there. And thank you, Alix, for what you're doing to make a difference.
It's all those people who are joining with me that are actually making the difference. So we know that not everybody can adopt, but anybody can help. So join with us and let's get this thing moving so that we can get those animals out of the shelters and into loving homes.
There's many ways to volunteer and help, whether it's through some of the local shelters, some of the organizations that are just delivering food for helping with pets. There's many different ways, and encourage you to get out there and help give back. So once again, this is Peter Brown. This is Pause and Listen. Thanks for joining us today. We're on every Saturday from 2 to 3, Northwest News Radio.
The preceding pre-recorded program was paid for by Car Veterinary and does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Northwest News Radio management or staff. Listen every Saturday afternoon at 2 and visit carveterinary.com.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Car Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to TeamOKAnimalRescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. TeamOKAnimalRescue.org. Retirement.org.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Cancer has impacted my family. Perhaps it's impacted yours as well. Brian here, and I want you to know about Salish Cancer Center. With medical oncology care and naturopathic therapies all in one clinic, they treat the whole person. You've heard of the harsh side effects of some cancer treatments. Salish Cancer Center is different, offering a wide range of evidence-based therapies and immunotherapy to keep you strong throughout your treatment journey. Learn more at SalishCancerCenter.com. Salish Cancer Center, cancer care for all.
KNWN Seattle, KNWN FM Oakville, and KPLZ HD2 Seattle, your information station.